Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're not really playing like a saint anymore, you got to get Glassman. Call all 7 to 617-777-7777. Three hosts here on WEEI Afternoons, each of which are presenting their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So there's this dynamic developing where suddenly people like Rafi Devers again. It's funny, when your offense stinks, everybody's like, hey, we could probably use a 30 home run, 300 hitter who makes $30 million a year. Even Fitzy is nodding in agreement. And you could in the postseason. But in the regular season, I am with Bresbaut. You were a better baseball team without him. So as you go down the stretch here and you're scuffling and trying to get in the postseason and everybody's lusting for Rafi Devers, I'd argue you wouldn't be in this spot with Rafi Devers. The addition by subtraction when Devers left and the clubhouse changed and the aura of this team changed with the young guys and the energy, it's true. You were a better baseball team without him. And because of that, if the playoffs started today, you'd be in. That said, with the playoffs starting, I do wish Rafi Devers was on the team because Rafi Devers is a big bat. Big bats play in the postseason. Rafi Devers in the postseason averaged an RBI per game. He was a 300 hitter, and once every three games, which is a short series now, a wild card type series, he would hit a home run. So two things can absolutely be true. You were a better regular season team without Rafi Devers. You put yourself in position to go to the postseason without Rafi Devers. And when you get to the postseason without Roman Anthony, boy, would it be nice if you had Rafi Devers.
There we go.
Had to get the horn in there at
and
the
five
end.
Five extra seconds.
I did, but I didn't need it. I felt like I nailed the hell out of it. Sometimes you just put the mic down, you walk away.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how the segment works. But just to catch up with him in San Francisco right now. So he's a 239 hitter as a member of the Giants with a 795 OPS. Overall, he's still a 30-100 player this season. But what do you guys think about the idea that the Red Sox wouldn't even be in, did you say not in playoff contention?
With Rafi Devers, I do not think you'd be a playoff team.
Do you guys believe that?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Because I think he was dragging the team down. I think just his unwillingness to change positions, I think just brought this dark cloud over the whole locker room, and I think it impacted everybody. And I just think this team, it's really the DNA of this team is a young team with some veterans sprinkled in. And the young guys need leaders and guys to show them how to do it. I don't think he was a very good leader, and I think he would have brought just kept the team down. I really do. I don't think they were vibing with him as the face of the franchise.
What Ted said.
Well, if you remember, there was that, and now I think it was contradicted or whatever, but there was that story that he was mad at Christian Campbell because Christian Campbell took ground balls at first or something.
Christian did say that he did not say that.
I don't believe him. Okay. Anyway, all right. And maybe that one wasn't the true one, but I think things like that would have popped up right. When you had Meyer, when you had Anthony, when you had Toley, when you had Early, all these young guys coming up. And Ted, I even got you to admit along the way that the youthful energy of this team became a big part of this team's success.
Yep.
I don't think that would have bloomed as well with Devers here.
It wouldn't. You see this time and time again with teams when they are putting teams together, and you see it with the Bruins. They had a long time. It took them a long time to get rid of like their older veterans. You need to, the guys that are aging out and they've been leaders and good players for a long time. If they don't exit, the younger guys will never develop into the being the next generation of leaders. So it makes sense to flush out those kind of old veterans that aren't really just bought into being the leader and leading the young guys, because you need veterans like Bregman before he wasn't hitting to kind of show the guys the way. That was not the role for Rafi Devers.
Is that sort of why they had the captain flush on the Patriots?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I thought 100%. Of when Ted was talking.
100%.
Okay. Is you're not only...
Those are some tough cuts to make. Those are some good people.
Yeah, and I don't think necessarily all those guys were... Rafi Devers bad fits. It was just needing to cleanse it to allow the new to take over.
For some of those guys, it really wasn't anything they did. It's just they are attached to the old regime.
Right.
You see a player that is David Andrews. That is, you think of Bill Belichick when you see him, and you think of old ways of doing things when you see David. And so by just getting him out of the facility, that feeling is eliminated.
Yep, guilt by association.
Yeah, I'm a big buyer and big believer in the positive energy thing, obviously. So just that sort of like karmic and kinetic change that was made, it was like, hey, entitlement, guess what? It's not only not out of the building, it got a free breakfast, and then it's not playing here and getting paid $30 million anymore, and in comes Roman Anthony with positivity. Sucks that his oblique got hurt, but, if he were still here, we would not even be wondering about like, oh, they're going to win enough to the playoffs. It would be more like, hey, did they catch the Yankees? And can we maybe nip the heels of the Blue Jays?
Yeah, these issues right now are not about losing Rafi Devers. They're about losing Roman Anthony.
Correct.
Also, by the way, the Jordan Hicks WAR comparison that we were doing.
How's that doing?
It's probably not worth mentioning, but it's 1.5 to negative 1.1. So, unfortunately, Rafael Devers does have the...
he has gotten a little bit hot there with the power.
He has, and the Giants have turned... But they were one of the worst teams in baseball for a two-month stretch acquired him.
Ruined him.
But now they're kind of on their way back.
But isn't it funny, though, that you think of the timing of the slump for these Red Sox hitters, particularly Alex Bregman. It's like you'd rather have got off to a slow start and finish hot than get off to a hot start and finish slow.
Yep. Yep.
It's just
theoretically they're all kind of matter the same. The games matter, but you're right. I would like it weighted toward the end of the year.
Yep.
Because there is no momentum for this team right now. None at all.
But that's okay. We're making a lot of change today, and Alex Bregman's going to be unlocked like he was at the beginning of the season.
Can cynical Andy tell you what he thinks to bet on tonight?
Go right ahead and tell me why it's Alex Bregman strikeouts.
Nope, it's not. It's caught stealing for Trevor Story.
Oh, my God.
You changed up the mojo. You changed up the mojo. I don't like changing the mojo.
But they've changed that up before.
People that bet on that hate when people get Christmas gifts.
I'm telling you, if there was something, I don't even know how to bet on that. But if
Bregman goes out there and he continues to play the way he's playing to the end of the season, are you going to take a little victory lap? Because you were very skeptical and
I bought in. I bought in.
Really?
I told you mid-year I bought into that he is worth more than his
The same Bregman was like a sarcastic kind
early
of...
Early in the year, it definitely was.
Okay.
But then I realized he's really a saint.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I never felt you...
I told you!
Okay, I didn't feel it. I got a feel. You can tell me something.
How do you want me to make you feel it?
Ted, a lot of us have Borregalist our field goals Andy's direction because the goalpost moves a lot.
Man, oh, he is great. I just wish he would mix in a couple of hits.
He never stops moving, that Andy, with his opinions. Constantly changing, evolving all the time.
We'll revisit this tomorrow to see when it changes. By the way, Trevor Story has hit everywhere from second to eighth in the lineup this year. So the whole thing about momentum is not is a fallacy. Like he's moved the entire
season. I know, but he's been good lately in the three spot.
And yes.
No one else has been good in any other spot.
And I'll be the guy that says, my client has 40 million reasons why he needs to hit tonight and not complain about getting moved.
Okay.
By the way, he's a 291 hitter in the third spot, 288 in the fourth, 277 in the fifth. So the higher he goes, the better he gets. Okay. So that's my argument for why Trevor Story should be at second.
That's pretty much game over.
There you go.
There's something I want to say that I'm not going to say because it would be a terrible thing to say. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. So the good way to preface it on the radio.
I love it. I got a counter to yours, but I'm not going to say it.
Don't worry, Andy. The holy war will start without your words. It's fine.
All right. Let's leave this one here before Andy actually says what's on his mind. Fitzy, are you ready?
Estoy listo.
All right. Here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. How about some of these names, folks? Justin Fields. J.J. McCarthy, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, and possibly even Jaden Daniels. Yes, those are five starters from week one of the 2025 NFL season who are either definitively out this week, possibly out for much, much longer, or in questionable status as starting quarterbacks for week three of the 2025 season. At least five quarterbacks, maybe even six, depending on how the rest of the week plays out, that will not be starting by just week three of the 2025 season. Okay, what am I getting at? Oh, quarterback's a tough position. These guys should get paid a lot of money. Sure. People get hit. Oh, they need to get tuned up in the preseason. No. What this does is this highlights to me the importance, the greater importance more than ever, to have not just a good backup, but a backup that is so good, he's starter worthy in the NFL these days. Because if you go into the season with a backup quarterback like, oh, I don't know, the New England Patriots, who just saw their second-year phenom, Drake May, play his best game to date and hope to build off of it this Sunday and coming forward. If you go into it with Josh Dobbs, who in my estimation is here more to be a mentor and a fun guy for Drake to learn from, as opposed to a Jake Browning type who can get out there with elite weapons, throw touchdowns, and win games, you very well may be screwed. Backups matter.
Was this a Joe Milton three-point stance?
No, okay. This is not a Joe. I didn't like that they got Josh Dobbs, and I think that you need to have a better than average, if not almost starter grade backup in the NFL these days, because you have starters dropping like flies already. Literally, 1/6 of the league is sitting come week three already, and Joe Burrow out for the year, Justin Fields potentially out for weeks, Jaden Daniels now managing a chronic pain issue, J.J. McCarthy's ankle geeked up, Brock Purdy out at least three more weeks. They got Mac Jones. Mac Jones started in the NFL. Think what we will of McCorkle around here, but Mac Jones is a, quote, starting caliber-ish quarterback.
Oof.
I know.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like hey,
he looked good in the Shanahan.
I wanted to talk backup quarterbacks, but a host on the show would shut me down and tell me we don't talk backup quarterbacks, and that's not an important.
You know why Browning's good?
Wait, is it because his GF?
What's his GF?
Girlfriend.
No, because he has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to throw to.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a huge believer that there are a ton of good backup quarterbacks.
Would you rather have Carson Wentz or the Pastrnak?
It's hard to find.
I think Carson Wentz
good
blows.
Starting quarterbacks, you know, let alone good, you know, backup.
That's what I think. And a lot of times the good backup quarterbacks go to a place where they think they can start. They don't go to a place where, like, oh, yeah, Drake May is the starter there. I don't have a chance to go start there. Like, there's a reason. Before they drafted Jackson Dart, but you look at New York, why are Winston and Wilson there? Because their careers are on life support, and they both thought they could start there.
It's you think about it. Like, it's backup quarterbacks that flame out and they go somewhere else. If they do work out, it's because they finally are in the right system and in the right place. You know, like – you kind of look what happened to Baker Mayfield. He leaves Cleveland. He goes to the Rams.
Yep.
And Sean McVay put some mojo on him.
He fixed him.
And then he goes to Tampa Bay, and you see how he's playing now. Like, maybe Mac, well, that will happen here. So it's hard to know exactly what you're getting out of your backup until you are forced to see them play in regular season snaps because the starters hurt. So, you know, to know what exactly Josh Dobbs is at this point, if in case that, God forbid, Drake May gets hurt, I don't know. He could be better than we realize. I don't know. But maybe not. It's a crapshoot.
We've seen him go multiple
places. The emphasis on crap.
Yes,
crap
but we've seen him go multiple places and look good for a week or two, and then the book and the word gets out on him, and then there's four or five.
Why he's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
I actually think a good backup quarterback is the one that can give you a week or two.
But can I be honest? Maybe what Josh Dobbs needed was Josh McDaniels.
Could
maybe
be.
He's at a place now where if he had an opportunity to start, he would play better than he's played ever in his career.
So who did
know.
You want, Fitzy? Like, who would you want as the Patriots' backup quarterback? Who should they have gotten? Like, who are the two or three, four names?
Whatever? ABJ, anyone but Josh.
Wow, you just hate him.
I'm just not the big. No, I think I feel like he's a step down
from Jacoby Brissett.
Sure.
I mean, because I think Jacoby Brissett is just meh. Like, I think they're all cut. Is DeVito better? Are you some fans do believe DeVito's better.
Cutlets?
Yeah.
I honestly, if I was just for entertainment value, I would much rather watch Tommy Cutlets than Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, for entertainment value, because people will put Sean Stilato on the screen and
no,
all.
No, it's not even just that. Like,
I just think if Drake May gets hurt, guess what?
You're probably porked, screwed, blue, and tattooed. Yeah, yes. I get it.
That's
overall.
It's just highlighting the value of making sure you have a good backup in your system now. Jake Browning looks pretty good. And yes, it does help that it's Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins as well. But, I mean, that five starters down already in week three. Careful, NFL doesn't give any Fs.
Got to toughen these quarterbacks up. That's what we know.
Hit them more.
All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready, my friend?
I am, as long as Stiz is ready. You ready, Stiz? There we go. Get it going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go, guys. 3, 2, and 1. Let me tell you something. You hear this jam, REO Speedwagon? This week, everything changed. Everything changed for Drake May. Drake May, the Miami game has and will change everything for Drake May. Listening to him on the Monday interview with you guys, he seemed lighter. He just seemed happier. He seemed... there wasn't the tension that is usually there in those interviews. You listen to what Morgan Moses had to say about him after this Miami game. He said this, quote, "You've got a guy and he's looking and he's calling the plays. You look at him in the eyes and he's speaking with confidence and enthusiasm. You know plays are going to work. That's who he is. He's a leader. He's our quarterback, man. He played a hell of a game. Players have his back. If you look at him right now, all week, all I'm seeing is Drake May on all these commercials. He's got commercials with United Healthcare. He's got commercials with Raising Cane's. He's doing all these commercials and all the socials for Gillette. He's doing commercials for local car commercials. It is like everywhere you look is Drake May, and it feels like a different Drake May. And it's all because of that performance in Miami. He needed a performance like that. He needed a win. He needed to go out and play what he's capable of doing. And now it's time for him to fly. That's what it's time for. It's time for him to fly. Just like REO Speedwagon says, time for him to fly. Go Drake May. Everything will change after this Miami game. I have no doubt.
That was time for me to fly.
What Ted said.
WEEI. And a very rousing endorsement of the quarterback after 2 weeks, Andy Hart.
Yeah. One game. One very good game. I will say that.
I'm betting a lot on this one game.
Yes, you are. You're kind of extrapolating out off of it.
Yep.
And I didn't notice.
I want to be right, damn it.
I didn't notice the ads, those ads.
Yeah.
And I do, like, was there legitimately an uptick?
It all of a sudden, I didn't notice them at any ads, and all of a sudden, I see them everywhere.
He's doing this Gillette thing now, like with the razor.
Was
only
he
Josh
doing it
Allen
2 weeks ago?
No.
So clearly it was recorded. Everything was ready.
Sure.
So
it was live. I saw the chicken.
They were waiting like you.
That's what I think, a moment.
Like, God, do we need a good game so we can just open the floodgates on all these ads we have ready to go with Drake May?
Doesn't it feel like that would be their strategy? It's like, well, let's wait for the game, you know, to launch it
for him
where
to be popular,
everyone was talking
exciting,
positive about
absolutely.
Him.
Right.
Well, one, it looks like pre-shave and post-shave face was the exact same. He's got such a baby face. And two,
some of that.
Ted, marketing is like seizing your moment. They took a viral moment. Everyone was talking Drake May, and instead of having to hold it for week 4, or week 5, or the 2026 season, they dropped it. They had a media buy and hold. Bam, there it is.
Or last week when it was, is there too much on your plate as a quarterback? Yeah. Do they need to ask you to
don't worry about it. Now we've got plates.com.
Right,
we'll
now,
take away everything.
That was the only one that would have worked is like a good hefty like buffet plate or something.
Did,
but
did you guys, when you interviewed him on Monday, did you get a sense that it was lighter or not?
Yes.
Not really.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
I thought his tonality
wasn't as tight.
Andy asked him about watching Lifetime movies at the end of it, so he definitely got a sense it was lighter.
Yeah. I try to mix in an awkward question here.
Yeah.
You didn't ask him if winning's important to him.
No, it seemed important to him.
Yeah.
I also didn't ask him if he can only throw when the ball is humid in Miami. I didn't ask him that either, because that would have been the snarky question to ask that week.
I'm sure you'll put it in your holster and save it for the next.
I will
not. Of course he's got it.
But I do appreciate that you admit that this is like
I'm sticking
leap
my
of faith a little bit.
I am walking out on the edge, so catch me when I fall, Drake.
But you also have an opportunity this week because Pittsburgh Steelers are not the steel curtain. There's an opportunity
steel
here to
curtain.
Continue it. At least then, if you get two games, then it's like it's a trend. It's a line. It's 2 points. Make a line. It's graphing in the right direction. And I think there's a chance this week, and then you have Carolina.
Absolutely, there's a chance.
There's a little soft spot here where you could build a little momentum.
Three and one. And then Andy, like I mentioned,
you had them at 6-2.
Look at their schedule. Hold on. Nope. I'm doing this right now. What's the Patriots?
See this
schedule.
Foot?
Yep.
This is how close you were to losing. A guy stepped on a white line with his pinky toe.
Yep. That happened.
Otherwise,
Ted, did you guys ever benefit from somebody making a mistake
bit.
In a game or two?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you go in the locker room and apologize for winning because someone else made a mistake? Never. Oh, you counted it as a win.
I did.
Craziest thing. Yep.
But listen.
And then the schedule they have in October, they have three immensely winnable games. If they, I'm not saying 6-2 is happening. It's on the table, just like your 0-17 was on the table last year. And if it's on the table.
7-1's on the table.
You told me I was a buffoon.
Well, you are. Two things
and
can be true.
Ass.
I just told you that in my 3-point stance.
Yes.
Ted, I am more confident that Drake May is going to build off this game because Drake May was great in Miami. There was no like circumstance or anything. He was just good. The way you won with a guy stepping out of bounds, that's a little quirky.
Well, I think part of why my confidence comes from is that I think a big reason Drake had the game he had was because Josh McDaniels figured some things out.
Yes.
And don't tell me you're going to go back to the game plan that you had in week one where you didn't motion hardly ever. You never put him under center hardly ever. You know, the plays were down the field, so he's holding the ball forever, and that's what made him so jumpy back there. I think they got the formula for what they need to do to get the best out of him. So I'm confident that will his good play should continue.
And you'll look to see, okay, who's got TJ Watt? Let's roll him the other direction. Now you have to deal with Alex Highsmith, I believe, correct? Is it Highsmith or Hardman?
Yes, Highsmith.
So he's also going to be a handful for whoever has to deal with him. But, you know, it's not as if Kuntz and Max Crosby completely wrecked week one.
Yep.
You know, they gave him some pressure, but, you know, Drake was jittery and the rain was there.
It doesn't matter who you got rushing the edge if your time to throw is 2.1 second, right? Mm-hmm. If the ball comes out fast like it did last week, he had the third fastest time of release in week two last week. If he continues to do that, who cares? There's nobody that's getting to the quarterback in 2 seconds. Nobody.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up, reacting to the three-point stances. Some football three-point stances have piqued the interest of the callers. We'll get your calls next. We also need to talk about this Patriots offense. Is all fixed? Was everything we criticized in week one just us being idiots? Is it full speed ahead for the offense? Greg Bedard had some interesting comments. We'll play for you, those for you next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.